Did many other people have cars?
There's a few around.
We're mighty scarce.
There's two or three, four here and down, and one or two back up the road.
They travel by buggy and horse or mule.
They were some of town had them before then, but I don't remember what they was. There's an old Model T that Dad bought. Give $600 for it.
Is that right? Well,
it was good enough. It lasted.
I always heard that those Model T's were pretty durable.
Well, yeah, about 15, 18, 20 miles, you know, it's pretty good traveling on it.
Right.
Had hard tires on them, put around 40, 50 pound right of air to the tire.
Is that
just
right?
Like, well, no.
That's a good bit.
And the tires in it only guaranteed about 2,500 to 3,500 miles. Didn't take you a long time to get that.
That's well, you didn't have to do too much traveling around, I wouldn't mind.
There was, the road was old sand, too.
Well, when we married, the road wasn't even paved, was it, Lee?
No.
No, they paved the road after we built
our little home down
the side.
Blacktop
this road after we married.
Well, look, have you ever been a member of any clubs or any organizations like civic clubs or social clubs or church clubs, anything like that?
Nothing more than Woodman of the World, things like that.
With what?
Woodman of the World.
Woodman of the World, What, is that a business organization?
No, it's insurance. And we had a lot of meetings too, yeah, big suppers and things like that.
I used to be glad when
I had
suppers and
that's
a lot of last day to sleep. I like to go to Woodman supper.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we go to the church and have church parties all along.
Right.
We go to this Friendship Church up Highland.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that down.
That's an old church. It sure is.
Well, you say you lived here in Geneva County all your life. Have you done much traveling in the state?
No, not well. I've been to Montgomery, Birmingham, and. That's
have you ever been
Atlanta, places like that.
Mm-hmm.
I've never made any long trips, though, except when I went to the Army, I went.
When did you go in the Army?
1918.
And where
World War One.
Where did they send you to go for basic training?
Camp Pike, Arkansas.
Mm-hmm. How long did you stay there?
I stayed there. I got my training. That's when the flu, you know, if you remember.
Mm.
The flu that... You don't remember it, of course you won't hear
it.
In 1918, we had the flu out down about 20 days with the flu. You just had a world of something like this is the flu they talk about now.
Swine flu.
Something similar to that.
Something.
It's just a world of boys died of that.
Mm.
There were so many in our company that they were sick till we could nobody to drill. What Wellens it was waited on us sick boys, barracks as they were. We just only ever caught some bears. What the word was, that weren't sick was waiting on the rest of us. They went on for about 3 weeks.
What kind of training did you get? Were you in the infantry or?
Infantry. We got about 2 weeks training, started to cross, and we went to Camp Mayor, New Jersey. Went there and got on the
boat
one morning as we're going to the boat, the word comes they made peace.
Is that right?
They load us on the transport to go across that night. That morning about 7 o'clock. And next morning about 7 took us home.
So you never got to go overseas then?
No, I won't go home but just a little over 3 months.
Is that right?
I got what I was sick, I was in the bed 19 days with the flu. I was going that long, went near to Camp Pike, Arkansas, took about a day or two to get a film train back there, you know. Then we drilled. I don't remember just how much we drilled, just had a few days, not too many days drilling before we got sick. And